This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Ajit Pai, the chairman of the Federal Communications Commission, steps down next week, as is customary at the change of administrations. When we talked earlier today, Chairman Pai offered a list of things he is proud the agency has done during his tenure. Working to bridge the digital divide, he pointed out, establishing 988 as a three-digit national suicide prevention hotline, and, which is why we wanted to talk to him on the way out, deregulation, a hallmark of the Trump administration. The defining deregulation of the FCC under Ajit Pai has been his decision to undo something called net neutrality. Earlier policies that had said internet service providers can't slow down some traffic on their networks in favor of other traffic. The market, Pai believes, should decide. Light regulation, he calls it, and he thinks it's worked out pretty well.
It has been an enormous success. If you look at the facts, as opposed to the headlines that were there at the time, and or including when you and I talked in June of 2018, we now see that fiber deployment in the United States set a record in 2018 and 2019. And remarkably, the internet remains free and open, that people are able to access content of their choice, and startups are able to innovate on this platform. So notwithstanding the headlines back then, as you might remember, we finished our interview back then by saying, look, let's look at the evidence in a few years. The evidence is positive.
Right. That's why I asked, right? Because there are certainly some moves that net neutrality has brought that the FCC has reason to be proud of. But let me ask you this. To the root of our conversation 2 years ago and to the next several minutes of this interview, the internet is even more now than it was 2 years ago, right? Because the kids are going to school and everybody's working from home. We all need it as we need electricity and plumbing. Why should it not be regulated as such?
So I do believe that the debate is no longer a debate over whether internet access is a luxury or a necessity. It's a necessity. To me, it's clear that the utility-style regulation that would be imposed under net neutrality does not serve the consumer at the end of the day. Perhaps the best evidence comes from abroad. In Europe, which has these utility-style regulations, treats the internet like the water company or the electric company, regulators had to go hat in hand to companies like Netflix and YouTube at the beginning of the pandemic and ask them to proactively throttle content to consumers because they had not had the infrastructure investment needed to keep up. Moreover, there are parts of the digital divide in Europe that are not getting addressed because there's simply not an incentive to build those networks.
So let's talk about private companies here and some of the power they have in this economy. And I need to turn the page to Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act, which is, in the waning days of your chairmanship, has become the net neutrality of 2020 and 2021, right? The provision of the law that gives immunity for social media companies and many others for what people say on that site. Do you think, I'm just going to go straight for the 800-pound gorillas first, do you think Twitter and Facebook have too much power?
I do think that those companies, among others in the social media space, do not operate by the same principles that other companies in the internet economy do. For example, with respect to Twitter, who makes the decisions about content moderation? Why is one actor not allowed to post, but the supreme leader of Iran is? These are the types of things that, with respect to internet service providers, the FCC has instituted regulations. And I think that's part of the reason why in the halls of Congress, there's a growing bipartisan consensus that we need to reexamine the regulatory framework for these companies. Now, the FCC doesn't have authority here. That's a decision for Congress and the next administration to make. But I do think that there are growing questions about transparency and consistency.
If the FCC doesn't have authority here, why did you say a number of months ago you were going to take a look at a new rule to figure out how to implement 230 at, one might reasonably assume, the behest of the President of the United States, who has not been shy about his feelings about this law?
Well, we don't have authority to change the law, which is what many elected officials are talking about. With respect to the Section 230 announcement I made, the Department of Commerce submitted a petition to us, and we made an independent determination that we had legal authority to interpret that immunity provision and that narrow provision only. That's one of the things that we were considering, and we decided there wasn't time to move forward. But I do think this is an issue that's going to grow as the social media increasingly becomes the public square when it comes to political discourse.
We'll just pause to note children screaming in the background and random thuds because we're all making radio from our living rooms.
Sorry about that.
No, look, it's the way it is. It's the way it is. Let me actually just pick up on what you just said and ask you sort of the follow-on question, right? Because in a matter of 6 or 7 days or whatever it is, you will no longer be the chairman of the FCC. There will be somebody else who will be a Democrat approved by the Democratic Senate now. And I wonder about this idea that you and I talked about last time, regulatory ping pong, because net neutrality is going to come back up. Section 230 is going to come up, and whoever chairs the FCC is probably going to have an opposite point of view as to you. What is the role of Congress in these decisions? And I guess why do our regulatory agencies have to do this kind of ping pong?
Congress needs to put on the page exactly what the rules should be so that administrative agencies don't swing back and forth depending on the political affiliation of its leader. Now, you mentioned net neutrality. That, I think, is an actual relatively simple fix. No blocking, no throttling, no anti-competitive yeah. conduct.
Sorry, I can't help but laugh when you say it's a simple fix. I mean, come on.
Oh, it is. No, I think it is in terms of the substance. Now, the politics, of course, are much more difficult. But even beyond that, for example, my first major speech as chairman, I urged Congress to think about infrastructure legislation. This is back in 2017, yeah. allocating $50 or even $60 billion for broadband. And if they had done that in a bipartisan way back then, think about how much better off we'd be today. And so I think that it's important for Congress to update the rules, to tell the American people, you've elected us to make this judgment about the digital economy. Here is our judgment. And then agencies have a little more certainty, and so would consumers at the end of the day.
Ajit Pai, the outgoing chairman of the Federal Communications Commission. Mr. Chairman, thanks for your time, sir. I do appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.